Hey, what you doing?
I'm making waffles.
What kind?
Oh, it's Grandma Jigaboo's old Negro-style waffle batter.
Grandma Jigaboo? Isn't that racist?
Racist? No, the Grandma Jigaboo brand has been around for ages.
Is this the same recipe Grandma Jigaboo used when she was alive?
Actually, there was never a Grandma Jigaboo. This is just another quality product from our white friends at General Farms. General Farms Foods, serving up delicious taste since 1975.
What are those chunks in the batter?
Grandma Jigaboo is the only waffle batter with real chunks of fried chicken, orange crush, and collard greens.
Are you sure that's not racist?
Snigger, please.
Grandma Jigaboo's old Negro-style waffle batter. Just look for the package with the black woman cashing her government check on the front.
Hey, freaks! It's Saturday, May 15th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, 3D images penetrating lady bits. Plus, a spider bite to your mushroom head, and a child with a giant stick in his eye was told to walk it off. Pussy. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you finally for a brand new episode of DV. What a week it has been, and I'm talking in the most sucky of ways. Yeah, I hope you guys have been following me on Facebook or Twitter so you know what's going on. If not, my dad was back in the hospital on Wednesday. And it sucks because last time this happened in September, I was in Ashtabula, so it was much easier for me to coordinate stuff. Unfortunately, I live 3 hours away now, and it was pretty sucky. And so I posted a little update on Facebook when this all went down on my way to Ashtabula because, you know, 3 hours is a long way to be thinking about things when you're not sure exactly what's going on. So it was great to, you know, get a bunch of comments from you guys. I kind of figured, like, after I posted something on Facebook, I would get comments. But the real reason I did it was just to let you guys know that there wasn't going to be a show. But you guys were great. Thank you so much for all the nice messages. And, you know, there were some asshole messages, too, to be expected. Like the person who wanted a prorated month on his Sideshow membership. That's my freaks. Love you like the fucking plague. Anyways, there were some great messages, though. I was reading on my way, you know, driving up. Some of them were kind of funny and made me smile. And someone said that, you know, nothing can happen to your dad because you haven't gotten him on the phone yet to tell the story of how he killed your sister's hamster. Which, by the way, I told my mom about that. My mom was a wreck Wednesday night. But after, you know, my dad... I don't know, was stable, I guess. I was telling her that you guys were leaving comments and stuff, and she said, well, make sure that you tell your listeners that the name of the hamster was Rusty. She thought that was kind of funny. Everyone laughs at the story of my father smashing my sister's hamster. Everyone except my sister. She doesn't want to hear anything. Whenever I bring it up, she doesn't want to talk about it. So I need to get her on the phone. I need to conference her and my dad as soon as he's out of the hospital. But yeah, he, you know, it was crazy. He was life flighted to Cleveland. He's been in three different hospitals, but he's doing better now. So again, guys, thank you so much for all the nice messages or whatever. There is one thing I noticed at the hospital. You know, when I was visiting my dad, he was in intensive care. And the hospital bed that he was laying in had a label on it. You know, like the name of the model of the bed. And the bed he was in was named the Total Care Sport. He was in the sports model. Is that not weird to anyone else? And what exactly is the difference between the regular Total Care bed and the Total Care Sport? Because this model wasn't particularly sporty looking. To me, it looked like a standard hospital bed. That's like naming a hospital bed the Medic Rest Extreme! Extreme comfort! Extreme reliability for your extreme injuries! When you got shit going down that's life-threatening, you need the Medic Rest Extreme! This ain't no bed for pussies! You come in here with laryngitis or a broken arm or something, sit your ass in the Medic Rest Petite Princess Daybed! Medic Rest Extreme is only for when you're shitting vital organs. All right, so I just thought that was kind of interesting. The Total Care Sport. So very stupid. But look, I am so glad to be back doing the show, and I'm glad you guys are with me. We're going to have fun today. Let's just do a very stupid, silly program and forget about all this nonsense. Okay. All right, my dad's health is not nonsense, but you know what I'm saying. All right, I have got a great program for you. I don't know if census workers have been blanketing your neighborhood, but on my street, there's been a bunch of them just knocking on doors, trying to talk to people who didn't fill out their forms. It got me thinking, for once. There's a lot of stuff I would like to know about elderly people, despite the fact that I'm annoyed and repulsed by them. And I think they should systematically be put to death. I'm curious about these withered out wretches of human beings. Oh, just miserable, crotchety, near-dead lumps of dried out flesh. So I thought I would do my part and conduct my very own geriatric census. I've got a list of questions here that I would like answers to from the elderly. Now, the question is, how do you find an old person in the white pages? It's very simple. A lot of you guys know my secret, and that is just look for old people names. Dorothy, Gertrude, Estelle, shit like that. And then just tack on a common last name, Smith or Johnson or something. Today we're going to call Gertrude Watson in Florida. She's going to be our geriatric census guinea pig. See how this works out. Some of these questions are delicate in nature, which leads me to believe this phone call should probably last about 30 seconds before I get hung up on. All right, here we go. Let's call Gertrude Watson right now.
Hello?
Good afternoon. Can I speak to Gertrude Watson, please?
This is Gertrude.
Hi, Gertrude. I'm Chaz Bono with the Geriatric Census. Can I ask you just a few questions? It should take under 2 minutes.
What's it about?
It's a census.
Census?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, is Medicare your sole source of health insurance?
Yes, practically.
Okay.
I have a very small policy for accident, health and accident.
Okay.
That's all.
Oh, okay. How many...
My main one is with Medicare.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How many pills would you say you're taking a day for your various ailments?
Oh, how many pills a day?
Yeah.
I take about one every 4 to 6 hours in 24 hours of Diforset.
So, I'm sorry, what was that? How many ears?
That would be about 6 for 24 hours.
6 for 24 hours. Okay. How often would you say that you masturbate? You know, bend those arthritic fingers into your dried up well of a snatch hole.
Do I do what about my fingers?
You know, bending those arthritic fingers into your dried up well of a snatch hole.
What about them?
Like, how often would you say you do that?
Oh, I don't do that at all.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I don't.
That's okay.
And finally, not that bad, no.
Okay.
My hands are not bothering me. It's my neck.
Oh, okay. Well, if you can get your neck up in there, then you're bendy.
No, I have got occipital neuralgia, which is the occipital bone that's at the base of the skull.
Oh,
okay. And the nerves around it are affected.
Right.
So that affects me.
All right. And
okay.
The last question I wanted to ask you was, what was it like when people died of stuff like dysentery?
What was it like?
Yeah, back in the day.
Well, I don't know. I never had it.
Oh, did you know anyone who had it?
No, I don't.
Maybe scurvy?
No.
Scarlet fever?
No.
All right. Just checking. All right, well, thank you very much, Gertrude. I really appreciate you taking some time to talk to me.
All right.
You
okay.
Have a great day.
I hope I helped you.
You certainly did.
All right.
Okay, bye.
You have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
Not bad, right? Old broad can't get her finger in her cunt, but she can sure as hell fit her neck up in there. Here's the thing. This is what I've learned about old people. I feel like I'm an expert on the elderly now. You somehow ask them about their medical conditions, and that's it. You can word it any way you want to. I mentioned snatch hole, talking about masturbation. She just wanted to talk about what the hell was wrong with her. They love to tell you what the hell is going wrong with their bodies. If you saw an old person crossing the street and you ran up to them, right, and you grabbed her handbag and cut her with a knife, but then asked her to list all of the stuff that Medicare wasn't covering for her, she wouldn't miss a beat. She would sit there and tell you as she gushed blood from her jugular. The weird thing with old people, if you're ever in a room with an old person and there's awkward silence, just get them talking about their fucking health. Go on for hours. All right, so there you go, the first installment of the geriatric census. Hopefully all this month I'll be doing more of those. If you have anything you'd like to ask an old person, just email me, and I might just add it to my questionnaire for the next person I call. All right, I've got a couple clips before we get into the news. First one is a news bloopy. This is a woman. She apparently is the beauty tip reporter. What the fuck has happened with the news? Local news is offensive to me, the term local news, because that's not what's happening anymore. All right, so here is the beauty tip lady ending her segment.
And the G-Shot costs about $1,200, and doctors say it is safe, but for some reason, it just doesn't work on everyone. For more information on tonight's story, go to abc26.com/beautybreakthroughs. And guys, the shot lasts between 4 and 6 months, and Susan, who you met in our story, says that is one appointment she is not going to miss because she says it worked for her.
So she's enjoying penis a little bit more, is she?
She's enjoying her
way to ad lib, sir.
As it worked for her.
So she's enjoying penis a little bit more, is she?
She's enjoying her sex life a little bit more. She and her husband.
There's
thank
proof.
You for clarifying.
All right,
thank you, Michael. Yes,
those doctors are ready for some serious business.
I agree. I think the phones are going to be ringing.
Yes, they
lot,
will.
Captain.
Keep fucking that chicken.
Takes a tough man to make a tender forecast, Nick.
I guess that's me.
Keep fucking that chicken.
By the way, it's been several months now since the keep fucking that chicken clip hit YouTube, which means the remixes have started. Very nice. And finally, I gotta say thanks to Steel for sending in a YouTube video. This is a Catholic priest over there in Australia. He's very angry at some teenagers who have been skateboarding around his church. Listen to what the priest says, though.
Game by the sperm of all these boys that fuck you.
By the power of Grayskull! Like, what is he saying? That's a very complex line to understand. By the sperm of the boys who fuck you? Is that it?
Game by the sperm of all these boys that fuck you.
So boy cum, by the boy cum that fucks you, is what he's saying.
Get off the property! Uh-huh. Get off the property!
Oh, what the fuck?
I love that the kid is calling the priest a cunt.
Get off the property! Get off the property now!
Physical assault,
don't you?
Don't, just go.
Move! What the fuck's the problem, cunt?
Don't!
Move! Move!
I can't tell who's screaming now, if it's the priest or the kids.
Oh, yeah. Get back to where you come from, you soul!
I didn't know priests could swear. I think that's right.
So sore from being sucked by these cunts.
Ah, you're a jerk, you fucking dickhead!
Little foreigner there, look at the sleepy eyes, black hair.
Alright, now he's talking about foreigners and their seedy what? Their seedy hair?
Being sucked by these cunts.
Not to mention he said fucked and cunt all in one sentence.
Ah, you're a jerk, you fucking dickhead!
Little foreigner there, look at the sleepy eyes, black hair, sleepy eyes.
At least he's got hair, you fucking bald prick! Fucking!
I don't know who I hate more, the kids or the priest. It's a tie. Ting. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not yet a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please help support the program. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. It's what my dad would want. Should I not have said that? Look, my dad knows I'm not that bright or talented or have any skills whatsoever. This is all I got. And so he would want me to use his illness to my advantage. Just so I can put food on the table for myself. SuperFreakSideShow.com. Tomorrow I have an exclusive show just for Sideshow members and a video cast as well. Corey will be back with Bud Fudge Sunday. So a lot of great stuff going to be popping up on the Sideshow feed. And again, guys, thank you so much for being patient with me. And being understanding about this whole, last week being just a little crazy. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a woman claims she has become pregnant, not from a hot cock in her twat, but from watching a 3D porno. What a complete fucktard. Yes, military man Eric Johnson came home from a stint in Iraq to find that his wife was pregnant. Clearly, he assumed that she had an affair. But no, she says the other man was actually someone a little less physical. It seems he actually buys her story. Wow. These two belong together. I see it as suspicious, he says. The films in 3D are very real. With today's technology, anything is possible. No, anything is not possible. Like getting pregnant from a 3D movie. That's a good example of something that is not ever going to be possible, ever. You know, there's a Shrek movie coming out soon that's going to be in 3D. Don't let your little princesses into the movie theater without a diaphragm in them. Just to be careful. You know, Eddie Murphy also co-stars as the donkey. What's even more interesting about this story is that both Jennifer and Eric are white, but the child is black. Is this the fucking Onion? Sometimes I can't believe some of this shit. There was an episode of Maury. It was the same situation where this woman was with a guy, both white. The child is black, but the guy doesn't realize that it's not his kid. Meanwhile, how fucking horrifying would a giant black cock be in 3D? I guess if anything can penetrate the space twat continuum, it would be a meaty African-American penis. Magical. White women, you are not safe at all. All right, Jennifer claims the kid looks like the black porn star she had been watching. She also claims that this was one of the first times she watched porno and only went with friends for the 3D effect. Even though my husband believed in me, my marriage could be at risk, Jennifer said, but he knows I'm faithful. Mm-hmm. It just shows you what joining the military does to your head. So far, she has blamed 3D movies for making her pregnant, and post-traumatic stress disorder on the fact that her husband is a bit suspicious that she gave birth to a black child while he was overseas. War really fucks with you. All right, Jennifer explained that, quote, a month after watching the movie, I started feeling dizzy, and the results were positive. 3D movies have gained renewed popularity since Avatar, but there's been some concerns raised over how bad they might be for your eyes. Now, apparently, we have to worry about what it does to your uterus. If this trend continues, movie theaters are going to have to start selling the morning after pill alongside goopers and popcorn. I can't imagine what the markup would be on that shit. All right, second story we have for you today. An 11-year-old boy, I'm interested in every way possible. No, an 11-year-old boy has had a 10-centimeter-long wooden splinter pulled from his eye 2 years after he fell on a stick while playing with friends. We didn't really think it was an emergency. Yes, Raul Devil or something had the splinter removed by surgeons in Delhi, India during a grueling 6-hour operation. The schoolboy had been seconds from death for the past 2 years. Well, now, how is that possible? He's been seconds from death for 2 years. Well, then he's not seconds away from death. If it's lasted 2 years, he's fine. As the stick had penetrated his brain, nearly missing his brain stem. Oh, I love it when little kids are in pain. Bonus, this story involves a horrible mother just letting that stick stay in his eye for 2 years. All right, his mother, Ratna Devil, said the stick broke when he tried to get up. We took him to a local hospital where the doctor said they couldn't remove it. Well, then that's that. So we took him home and hoped maybe it would come out by itself. Uh-huh. After 2 years, Rahul could no longer bear the pain, and his parents after two years, he couldn't take it any longer. Yes, and his parents took him from their home to Delhi. He was seen by doctors at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, who were shocked to see the unusual case. I got goose pimples when I saw the boy walk into my outpatient clinic with a stick poking out of his left eye, said Associate Professor Sarit Chandra. I was even more horrified to find out that this had been there for 2 years. During this time, he continued with all of his activities, like playing, going to school, climbing trees, and swimming. I bet he was a lot more careful, though. I mean, you fall eye first onto a stick once, you're going to be looking where you're running. Although, I wouldn't be climbing trees if I were him. Tempting fate. Test revealed that, yes, there was a stick in his eye. Test revealed that the splinter had penetrated the boy's brain, including areas responsible for speech and vision, which explains why he sounds like this. Oh, that poor kid. Dr. A.K. Mafatra, or something, head of neurosurgery, said it was nothing short of a miracle. All the major areas in his brain were affected by the splinter, but there were no complications. It's surprising that he didn't develop an infection, as the foreign body has been inside for more than 2 years. The boy is simply lucky. Doctors had to be very careful during the surgery, as the slightest error may have proved fatal. They now believe that Rahul, who has lost all vision in his left eye, will take at least a month to recover. So there you go. And finally today, final story we have for you today. A venomous spider bite on his penis was the high price a tourist paid for a skinny dip at a Northland beach. This all went down in New Zealand. The 22-year-old Canadian left his clothes in the sand dunes while he went out for a nude swim, then promptly returned and went to sleep. He woke to find his penis swollen and painful. Oh, I know that feeling. With a red mark on the shaft, yep, I know that too. You've got gonorrhea, my friend. Tip of your penis is just throbbing, isn't it? All right, he rapidly developed generalized muscle pains, fever, headache, photophobia, which is light sensitivity, and vomiting, wrote Dr. Nigel Harrison and colleagues who treated him. By the time the man reached the Dargaville Hospital, his penis was severely swollen, his blood pressure was up, and his heartbeat racing. That just means you saw something you like. Swollen penis, heart racing, yeah. Chest pain, that's lust, my friend. Chest pain and other symptoms developed the next morning, and it was presumed he had been bitten by a, catipo. K-A-T-I-P-O, I don't know. He was treated with anti-venom medicine. However, heart problems persisted, so he was once again treated before returning to Canada. Catipo spiders, I don't know, are known to have a highly specialized habitat in New Zealand sand dunes and will bite only rarely and in defense. This was the first known case of heart inflammation caused by the bite. A prompt diagnosis and the use of anti-venom resulted in a good outcome for the tourist. So there you go. That, my friends, is your story news for Saturday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Yeah, this has just been a weird week. Something else that was going on, apparently the voicemail line was down for pretty much all of, the 14th of May? So if you guys tried to call in, you probably got a busy signal. It was down for the entire service, not just my line. But I guess they were having some problems or upgrading something. I don't know. Voicemail line works once again. So check, you know, if you want to leave a message, I'd love to hear from some of you new guys. 206-666-4463. If you've never called in, you know, say hi. You know, yeah, be friendly.
I have a story for you about why Christians all deserve to go to hell. So I went to Catholic school for 9 years of my life.
Well, that'll fuck you up.
My friend who actually introduced me to this podcast, which is amazing. And so, you know, like Catholic school teachers and whatnot. So my favorite teacher from there recently died of colon cancer. And, you know, I was obviously a little upset about it. So when we went to her funeral, you know, we were in a room full of psycho Catholics. Sobbing
right.
All over us. And, you know, we were sobbing too, but we were distorted view listeners, so
uh-oh.
We're not exactly that. Anyway,
What did you do?
So the guy's like rambling, the priest, about how, you know, our teacher gave her life to God and blah, 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 blah. When she like went to church to sing because she likes singing. Anyway, so then I was really upset and really just pissed off at the guy. So then he goes, proving that Christians just have to, you know, fuck up everything. He goes, and I quote, "Well, there is one thing worse than cancer.
Gays.
You die from colon cancer, and that is sin." Oh, man. I literally...
Wait, there's one thing worse than cancer. Sin.
Almost just...
Sin doesn't kill you, though.
Fucking walked out. I thought you'd like to hear my story about crazy Christians.
I think cancer's worse than sinning.
Hey, Tim, it's me, Alex. I don't know if you can hear me over that ringing, but, that call I called you about yesterday whenever I said I was a furry, no, I'm not. I was just a sick joke my asshole friends made me do. Like, they made me call in.
Oh, yeah, it's very funny.
Because, like,
joke.
Dude, you literally like that furry shit. It's like, no, I don't, man. Shut the fuck up. And then you pretty much dared me to do it. Oh, I was like, I couldn't let myself down.
All right, next.
Hi, Timmy Boo. This is your underage listener.
You know, I missed hearing from you guys for a couple of days, and I'm back to not wanting to play any of your voicemails.
Hi, Timmy Boo. This is your underage listener, Strawberry Gunpowder.
Okay.
I just wanted to share my experience in biology class. We were watching Planet Earth, and, you know, with all the cute butterflies and whatnot.
Sure.
And they showed a clip of monkeys, and on today's show, you mentioned the boiling monkey alive segment, which was great. And so the monkeys are up in the trees and they started raping this one girl monkey. The men started making, and then after they raped her, they killed her and ripped her apart and ate her.
Oh.
So there was monkeys, rape, and cannibalism.
I was afraid the bitch was gonna squeal, you know what I mean?
Tim, this is White Man.
Hi, White Man.
And, I invented...
And it sounds like Hank Hill.
Sexual act.
Oh.
But I never named it.
Oh, right. Bizarre sex term.
Name it, and that's was with my wife, or she wasn't my wife at the time. She married me despite this. I came in my hand. We're like doing it missionary style. And I pulled out, jizzed in my hand, and then smacked her across the face with it.
Well, you know, if you jizz in your hand and then fling it onto her face, that's the Spider-Man. So I think
I don't know. Splash face. I can't think of a good name.
Yeah, I don't know. But,
anyhow, she wants to say hi to you.
Hello? Is this the Prune Brothers?
Oh, it's Esmeralda.
Honey, this is Distorted View.
Very good.
Hey, Tim. Just a quick reminder. Please keep doing the Distorted Reviews of 2009.
Yes, I'm going to work on that as well. I've got a lot of stuff for you guys I'm working on.
Hey, Tim. Spencer from Virginia here. Hopefully you're going my last call. I'm sitting here playing my Xbox and listening to Distorted Review, and someone knocks on the door. Now, I have my radio playing pretty loud so I can hear video games. Turns out to be two Jehovah Witnesses. Apparently, they heard something on the program, wouldn't look at me, just said that I really needed to read this, and walked away.
Fuck
so,
off.
Thank you for helping me get rid of that problem.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. You are welcome.
Hey, Watt, man. Tim the Boo. Hey, Spiral Hamburger. Hey, V for Vendetta. That's a little...
I wonder if Glenn Miller would like my Grandma Jigaboo's old Negro style waffle batter sketch.
Vendetta?
He'll play
that's
that
an
for
old
him.
Movie. We might as well be talking about Buster Keaton's The General. I mean, what kind of comedy?
Buster
and
Keaton.
The train crash. Timmy, the reason I'm calling, I'm going to go into hiding here for a little while.
Oh, no.
But before I do, I want to play a cool little game with you sideshow freaks. So if you freeloaders want to play, you're going to have to subscribe today. It's only
$5. There you go.
Here's your assignment, freaks. I want you to go into the archives and listen to the April 28th show of 2009. This is the origins of the Spiral Ham Fucker. I've been listening for probably 4 years, Timmy, and I've called in using my real name before. But this is where the whole Spiral Ham Fucker thing started.
Oh.
I love you guys.
All right.
Take care.
There you go. A little bit of DB history.
Dude, Timothy, how the hell are you, sir? This is Zach from Florida. This one isn't towards you. This one isn't targeted to the freaks. This one goes out to my parents. Uh-oh. Mom, Dad, if you want to honor and cherish my memory if I die some horrible, flaming, disgusting death, and you end up finding this episode and listening to this voicemail and finding out how much of a fucking freak I am, I want you to either write a book about me, build a statue of me, or maybe paint a painting of me. What you cannot do is get a $20 rear window fucking decal for your car saying, in loving memory, blah blah fucking woof woof. That is the most retarded white trash thing that anyone could ever fucking do.
I've seen those tributes to Dale Earnhardt and stuff. Never to their own child.
You do, Timmy. Hey, I had a question.
Yes.
I just literally got off the sitter, and I know the Bristol Stool Chart only goes to 7.
Yeah.
But when I looked into the bowl, it looked like just a dark brown mist.
I don't think it
was quite liquid.
What?
It was almost like a gaseous mixture. I don't know if we can make room for a number 8 or what.
But, I don't know. I mean, at this point, I think we have to go off the Bristol Stool Chart and onto the periodic table. Because the stuff that's coming out of your ass is scientific. You know those elements that scientists discover and there's like no use for them? I think one of those might be, you know, your shit. It might just be boron-related. I'm not sure. We'll have to do some research into that. All right, and finally today.
You good, Timothy? I've just tried to record a message 10 times, and every time I failed at it.
You probably broke my voicemail line. Fuck you.
I failed at it. And mostly it's in reference to the whole furry thing. Now, I'm trying to explain what a furry is, but you know what? Fuck furries. I hate them.
All right.
Made
yourself laugh there.
I'm going to say, if you haven't watched The Human Centipede yet, I'm reminding you.
Oh, yes. I'll have to look that up.
Watch it. Watch that fucking movie.
Netflix
that bitch.
Watch
The Human Centipede. Watch the fucking Human Centipede. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thank you very much, everyone, for the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh, God.
So she's enjoying penis a little bit more, is she?
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends that DV is back after a short little vacation. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now because tomorrow I'll have an exclusive program. Corey will be back with Bud Fudge Sunday, and then on Monday we'll do it all over again, kick off a brand new week of shows. Guys, thank you so much for sticking with me. We'll see you around. Bye, everybody.
I'll tell you, I think you should talk to Dad.
Okay, sure, put him on.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Okay, this is my father, ex-Marine.
Yes.
He's a little drinky, too, I think.
What in the hell is wrong?
Hey, Dad, it's me. You guys are so drunk, aren't you?
Oh, no, no.
No, no. Where did you just come from?
The VFNW.
The VFW, right?
VFNW.
What did you have to drink tonight?
I had a couple beers.
And what did Mom have?
She had a couple of... three white Russians.
Three white Russians. Okay, very good. Well, okay, guys, I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much for helping me out and telling my audience a little bit about me.
Okay, well, call up again and I'll tell you the truth.
Okay.
True.
Jesus. Smashed.
You got to be kidding me.